Just that Daddy was told, Daddy, please be present for 8:30, quarter to 9, something like that. And the brother is waving and saying hello to Daddy. And really, Daddy didn't know that there was going to be such a huge gathering. Daddy called Hansa and said, is there enough toli that Daddy can give to everyone, Madhuban toli? Yes, yesterday evening we all had Madhuban toli. And this evening is third Sunday meditation. Evening yoga from 6:30 to 7:30. And I see Sunil Bhai with the grey jumper. raise your hand? Yeah, daddy's known him from childhood. Daddy's happy seeing him, he's happy seeing daddy. She's asking, has Mohan Bhai, his Lokik father, has he come? He's one of the oldest Baba's children here. Not physical age, but years in Gyan.
Wonderful.
Wonderful. So why hadn't we told Daddy that there's going to be such a big gathering and all these banners on the stage and all this? So Daddy's saying, I'm also going to play such a game with you.
No, she wasn't aware of this many Baba's children going to be present today.
Daddy knows each and every one of you, each and every one of us, and she's very happy seeing everyone. Baba's Murli was such that she felt like she would like to read the Murli. She read it last night at 11 o'clock. So the wonder of science and silence. You understand, don't you? Dweena, Daddy's saying, you're my old friend. Why don't you stand? Stand, please. Stand, stand. My old friend. Daddy's very old friend. How lovely to be in Daddy's vision. The praise of the confluence age is wonderful. Such a lovely time, this confluence age. So the gathering of today is splendid. Yesterday evening, Daddy met groups like the Kumars, the Kumaris, the mothers, the fathers, and all of you know David, don't you? This is Maureen, and David is sitting in the gathering. So in the group of Kumars, David joined that group, that he is one of the Kumars. Sister Maureen joined the Kumaris group, that she is one of the Kumaris. There, clever. But really, they've been with Baba over 35 years. And so, Baba creates yuktis for us to become part of the golden aged kingdom. And we want to show Baba who we are, how we are, who we belong to, what it is that we are doing, what it is that we have to do further still. Jiminy Pen wants to. Daddy is saying, you want to share something? Jiminy Pen wanted to share something. And now she's saying, no, Daddy, I don't want to say anything. She's saying, no, I don't want to say anything.
And get it out of way. Sitting here, I was just thinking today's murli that we heard.
Daddy saying, share something new. The murli that we heard today, Avyakta murli, a beautiful murli. I was thinking, how our Baba is world benefactor. He is our Baba, but he became world benefactor because of foreigners. And Daddy Chanki is the instrument for the foreign service. Daddy Chanki had the thought that Baba should be shown to the whole world. You know this story, don't you? One story she shared, Baba was so tall, Brahma Baba, you know, physically very tall. Seeing such tall Baba, she had the vision that Krishna was the little child in her lap and that she is taking this child on the tour of the whole world. this Brahma Baba, the soul of Brahma Baba, is taken on tour right around the world, wherever she goes. And so, yes, someone has to be instrument, and she is the instrument, so everyone should applaud.
इतने सारे बाबा के बच्चे शुरू में जो बाबा के साथ थे यज्ञ में सभी अनन्य रतन बाबा के बच्चे
बाबा वेरी स्पेशल चिल्ड्रन अराउंड द वर्ल्ड हू हैव डन सर्विस एंड दादी जानकी इज द स्पेशल वन ऑफ द एट जूल्स हू हैज served all the continents, and we are seeing Dadi Janki in front of us with these eyes, and this is our great fortune. Baba says that only Brahmins are able to meet Brahma Baba and Shiv Baba. And for us to have the sustenance of both fathers is our great fortune, and we have that fortune through Dadi Janki. So one very special jewel, one of the eight jewels, is in front of our eyes, and this is great fortune to be able to see such a soul. And this is what I've been thinking, it's been coming to my mind again and again since yesterday. All of you know about our Balwant Bhai, who had an accident.
An event, a regrettable event
of his fall, and his surgeon came to Oxford on Daddy's invitation, stayed the night in Oxford, and seeing him, I was feeling that this is now the time, and I was thinking, when are we going to become what Baba wants us to be? And really, Dadi Janki is the mirror of what we have to become. And seeing Dadi Janki, souls are able to have visions of Shiv Baba through Dadi. And this is what the surgeon said, that I never even dreamt that I would ever meet Dadi Janki face to face, and he was praising his fortune to no end. It was coming from deep within his heart, this wonderful feeling that he had tears in his eyes as he was expressing his fortune for meeting Dadi, of meeting Dadi. So again and again he kept giving his thanks to Dadi and his fortune. And so this is the time that we are passing through. This Murli we heard of 1979 was very timely. In fact, Jemini Ben was the instrument to have that brother, the surgeon, he's from Hyderabad, come to Oxford, and she was escorting him, took care of that family yesterday.
I remember that I was a very new Brahmin. I don't think I'd even been to Madhuban, and we were in a little gathering with Daddy, and it was Brother Charlie who whispered in my ear, "Daddy is one of the eight." And I went, oh, I got scared. So it was just an amazing moment of recognition at that point. And of course, seeing Daddy, understanding why that's so. Baba's Murli was very deep today, and Baba bringing us, wanting us to come to that point where we really see the scenes in front of us and hear the needs of others, know what to do, how to do, simply through the power of the mind. And of course, many people are watching this webcast through the power of science. Hello to everyone. But of course, science won't always work for us in this way. And so that's why Baba wants us to develop that power of silence so powerfully, so that we can do the service that is needed. And for that, we need a very subtle purity of mind, so that the connection with Baba is very, not just strong, but very subtle and very clear. And so I suppose I want to ask Daddy about how she experiences that subtle purity of mind that enables her to understand the needs of others so accurately in less than a second. You know, she really, I feel that someone comes in front of her, she's in front of a gathering, and Daddy has such a connection with Baba that she absolutely knows how to fulfill the needs of others in an unlimited way. Not a limited, but an unlimited way. So perhaps Daddy can share with us that experience of that subtle, powerful connection that she has and that subtle, deep purity of mind. Good idea. Okay, Daddy. Today, for the first time, I'm seeing this very big gathering. You're also seeing for the first time such a big gathering. See, as a detached observer, did Hansa Ben know there was such a big gathering and prepare bhog for this many? Was she aware? Was there enough bhog for everyone? And yes, Hansa Ben's always prepared, and I believe there was enough that stretched to the last one. And seeing the creation, if someone were to sing that song, how wonderful the Creator is, having seen the creation, such a beautiful creation. Each one looks beautiful. Each one looks lovely. And the feeling is that we should call that person who sings that song, the one who sings it in Bharat. Baba, I just want to keep seeing you, seeing you. Father also says, I just want to keep seeing the children. And in this seeing one another, we can never be caught up in the world outside, because we are now in our own world. Our world is so wonderful. First, tell me, who made this program? And Jimmy Ben saying, Dadi, we had already planned it. Dadi, before you came, we had prepared a program. We sat together, prepared the program for every day. These are every souls from UK as well as London and the environs, and they've come especially to be with you, and they've come especially to listen to you, and then afterwards they'll have Madhuban Thuli, and it's so that they can experience the feeling of Madhuban through you. So Dadi just wants to keep seeing everyone. She's just so in awe of the gathering.
मैं भक्ति मार्ग में हूँ।
On the path of bhakti, when I used to sing God's praise, songs of praise, then the great sages and saints used to call me to sing in their gathering. And now, all of you who are sitting here, you haven't come to listen to songs of praise. All that also felt very good in those early days of before Gyan, singing God's praise. But now, the one I used to sing about and why I used to sing, I used to sing in order to know him, in order to know him and recognize him. And now, having known and recognized him, I know who is mine, who am I, who is mine, and what is it I have to do. This is why I say Om Shanti three times. It's to say, who am I, who is mine, and what is it that I have to do. So as a detached observer, I feel these three things are most important. And as Baba has said, that yes, you already come into sound and action, but now, use your mind to create those vibrations. So thoughts, words and actions are very good of Baba's children, but the mind should be very good, very good, so that there are no other thoughts. This is Lakshman Bhai, isn't it? Suman Ben from Manchester, her Lokik father. He serves in Shantivan. He has a wonderful path, and I'd be surprised to see him here. When you leave Madhupan, and when you leave London, that is not aware, but she sees him in both places, and he has a part to play in both places. Seeing each one, she's looking, no one's unhappy or confused, are they? Gizi Ben, perhaps you were not here or were here. Did you see the gathering of the Kumars, the half Kumars? Wonderful gathering. And they were really entertaining me. And our Ramesh Bhai. Ramesh Bhai, one of the three senior brothers. He's been receiving news of what's been happening here whilst, since that he's been here. And that he had the thought that maybe she should extend her stay. And he said, no, daddy, stay there only up until the 9th. I don't know, 9th of which month, but 9th. And daddy doesn't know how to be senior, doesn't know about all the things of administration that the brothers do, or sit at a desk and be sitting on one of these big chairs, or write important letters. But they ask her to sign, and even then it's like her hand trembles. So she's so free that there are others to do all of these things. And and signature even.
Marriage is free.
You know, if sometimes other people can do that, even that's good. So there's nobody as free as her. And as Baba said today, that do the task with the power of silence, that there are those who are sitting in faraway lands, they too can experience the power of peace through your vibrations of silence. And so I give you this advice, the try it. Go within and see what introversion is, and then come out again and see what extroversion is, and see the contrast. There's huge contrast between introversion and extroversion. When you are extrovert, you get lost in the jungle. When you're introverted, you are like in a garden of flowers. Introversion. This expression for one who is introverted, they are constantly happy, that I am happy and you will also experience that happiness because of my stage of introversion. So, when we are introverted, it's as if you turn your face within, and then there is the internal eye, the internal ears, internal mouth. But the external eyes and ears and mouth sometimes cause mischievousness. They don't remain in our order. But within, in introversion, within there is the internal eye, mouth and ears. Who has that experience? That you can catch the sound from a distance when you are in a state of introversion. And when we used to sit with Baba in introversion, we had this experience of deep silence. And Baba was speaking about that silence today. So a sensible person will value time. This time is the time of the most elevated confluence age, the age in which we become the most elevated of human beings. This is that precious time. The father, teacher and Sadhguru, we are seeing the father in all three forms. Emerge, Baba. Right now, Baba, my father. Right now, Baba is my teacher. When Baba conducts the Murli class, speaks the Murli, an hour, we never used to make Baba aware of the time. In Shantivan, in Pandavpavan, in Pandavpavan, we didn't have a clock. And Baba would conduct Murli class, Murli. And when we read the Murli, always we begin with sweet children. Baba would always say sweet children first. See how deep the Murli is, how Baba comes, and how this one is an instrument. So if you want to learn what it is to be an instrument, learn that from seeing Brahma Baba. One time,
Baba le gaya tha.
Baba had taken us on some mountain place, and it was evening time. We were sitting there, and around us there was such silence, such peace. And we were just sat there in that peace. And then Baba asked, after about half an hour of sitting in that peace, Baba asked, "Where were you?" And I said, "I was with Baba." And he asked again, "But I'm asking you, where were you?" There was so much peace that, you know, it was very difficult to even say something in words. Still, Baba asked. Then I said, then Baba said, "You were in the soul world in Brahmand." And yes, afterwards, I understood that that's where I had reached. The soul world, Brahmand, that experience. You understand where Brahmand is? The Brahma element. The place where the soul resides, just like an egg.
Light.
Like just light. The soul, just light. It was a lovely experience. And from time to time, I relate this experience of Baba. And I relate it because I feel that I don't want you to miss any such experience. And our brother Sunil, my bhavna is that you should have take such a jump from the time that he was born, how much sustenance he must have received from Daddy. When he was born to these parents, how many birthdays he must have celebrated with Daddy. So, now the soul has to give Baba the return of all the love and sustenance that the soul has received. Daddy doesn't have any concern except that all that Baba has given to us, the loving sustenance that Baba has given to us, we need to be responsible for giving the return of that. And the last chapter of the Gita, to be the conquerors of attachment and the embodiment of the awareness of soul and God. Do you have attachment to anyone? Do I have attachment to anyone? Not attachment, but there is love. You think there is attachment? We are the conquerors of attachment. And the stage of being karmatit, when all karma has been cleared, settled, and that we become the conquerors of sinful action. So this has been the concern over Daddy's lifetime, to become karmatit, the conqueror of sinful action. And those who do, who write up Daddy's class, that now this time when you write, also write about this gathering, because Daddy feels that it's really Baba's wonder. Baba says, clap and everyone becomes present. And when Baba says that, it's not a big thing. Everyone does become present. And after all, these are wonderful days that we celebrated meeting each other in this way last kalpa, and we will do the same next kalpa. Ratan Bhai, who is also sitting here in the front line. Normally his seat is a little bit further to the back, midway.
दादी आप देखो पूरा हॉल थ्री क्वार्टर बहनों से भरा हुआ है भाइयों का यहां से
जर्मनी बहन इज सेइंग लुक दादी द होल ऑफ द हॉल इज फिल्ड विद सिस्टर्स एंड द ब्रदर्स आर ओनली अप टिल हियर यू नो अप जस्ट हाफ वे एंड मे बी सम ब्रदर्स सिटिंग ऑन द बालकनी बट मोस्टली इट्स ऑल सिस्टर्स is drawing her attention to this fact. So, what was the invitation? Just an invitation that they are all welcome to come and meet Dadi Ji. That's all that was said in the invitation.
So, actually, Tushar ko yahan aake sabka film nikalna chahiye.
So, Chimney Ben is saying, but you see, Daddy, they are meeting you in this way in the class and asking Tushar Bhai to come to the front to take a picture, some pictures, photos. And that is just so pleased that everybody is smiling and happy. She's not seeing anyone even a little bit wilted or not looking so happy. And that is just pleased seeing Dwina. She's seeing Dwina after maybe 2-3 years. So that is very pleased. Daddy met Lynn yesterday as well. Lynn Franks.
Yani,
so she's seeing everybody's faces and she keeps commenting on your faces.
दादी सबको ऐसे फीलिंग आ रहा है आप सब हाँ बोलो कि यहाँ बैठे
जिमनी का फीलिंग आप जिमनी बेन इज सेइंग नाउ ऑल ऑफ यू एग्री विद मी दैट द फीलिंग इज दैट एवरीवन इज सीइंग यू एंड दे फील लाइक दे आर ड्रोन टू यू एज द मैग्नेट एंड यू नो नोबडीज आईज आर क्लोज्ड दादी लुक Everyone's eyes are open and focused on you, and nobody wants to leave their chair, and they're all so pleased to be seeing you. And it's true, isn't it? Daddy is our magnet. You see, Daddy, nobody wants to move their eyes away from you. Daddy's saying, yes, really? Does anybody want to come on the stage? Does anybody want to say anything? Okay, Jasubhan is reminding Daddy. Daddy, you said yesterday that you would share a story with us. That seeing the mothers and seeing the Kumaris yesterday, Daddy, you said something about, I'll share a story with you today. Do you remember, Daddy? She didn't actually say what she was going to share, but it was something.
She remembered.
Okay. When she remembers, she'll share it with us, but yesterday, when you had the mothers standing in front of you, you said that there was a big story that you wanted to share, but at the moment, Okay, Minal is going to sing a song. Daddy will tell us the story when she remembers. But Daddy hasn't heard Minal sing a song for a long time. Jemini was saying that you can share any story you want, but Minal will sing first. Okay, Minal can sing a song and maybe Lali will share some story afterwards.
Can sing a bit of a song that I very much like, and I think Daddy likes it too. This is last 3 minutes this has happened, so forgive me, I don't know the song, so I'm just going to read the lyrics. And it's in Hindi.
If anyone in the audience also knows the song, we welcome to come and join.
It's in Hindi, yeah. Maybe Jemini Ben can translate afterwards. Okay, yeah, sure.
Oh, yes, easy song. Don't forget the days of your childhood. Today we're smiling, and let us not cry tomorrow. Don't forget the days of your childhood.
Oh, bachpan ke din bhula na dena. Lambe hai jeevan ke.
The path of life is long. Let us move along this path.
Lambe hai jeevan ke raste.
Let's move along this path, singing and laughing.
You know it better than I do. Oh, bachpan ke din bhula na dena.
Bachpan ki koi kahani abhi aayega to sunana.
Oh, bas.
I think the more Jasubhan is trying to prompt a story from Daddy, the more Daddy is just beyond, I think.
Baba ki kahaniya. Wonderful.
Baba's stories are wonderful.
This is him. Samne baithe.
Just with his drishti, whilst sitting in front of Baba,
deshe nyala banane.
He would make you bodiless.
Baba ki chehre se.
From Baba's face.
Light.
There was so much light and might experienced. We received that light and might. And I say Baba has become avyak. And when he was in the body, in the sakar form, we saw him, but he stayed in this avyakt form for so many years in order to sustain all of us. Baba has adopted the avyakt role, and see how many children he has given birth to. Even through avyakt sustenance, we say in the world outside, not to increase the population of the world, not to have so many children. But look at Baba, he's given birth to so many children, spiritual children. And yesterday Baba said that there will never come a time when the children won't have something to eat. Have you ever seen such a father who keeps giving birth to so many children and that his kitchen never runs dry? There's always something to feed the children. And so, in the beginning, whatever Brahma Baba had, he surrendered all of that. He did not think about anyone, his daughter-in-law, his companion, children, or anyone. And Dadi had seen two children, Lachu and Gansi. Baba loved the children, the grandchildren. Perhaps not grandchildren, I said grandchildren. Baba had a lot of love for the children. And Brijendra Dadi's husband,
Baba,
Baba's activity, Baba was such that he is incomparable. And Baba chose Brijendra as his daughter-in-law, decorated her with all his special jewelry, and everyone used to wait to see her when she came in her carriage. Baba would bring her to the seaside. They used to gather to see her jewelry. Baba had such intoxication of having such a daughter-in-law. And so, she first surrendered all her jewelry. And just as Baba finished off his business and said to his partner that, give me whatever amount you think appropriate as my share, and you look after the business as you like. And Baba did not keep one shell even. And Mama's auntie, who also surrendered herself, she had become a widow and had made Mama her daughter. So Mama was actually her sister's daughter, but she treated her as her own daughter. And so the sister wanted to just be able to prepare food for Baba, and her name was Dhyani, Dadi. And so when we went to see Baba in the satsang, they saw Dhyani. And if I were to show you Dhyani's photograph, she really was wonderful. That's Mama's auntie. So whoever used to come to the kitchen, she would feed them anytime. So much love with which she did that. So Dhyani and her niece, who she treated as her daughter, was Mama. Mama was well read in English. Mama had studied English. And we never used to wear frocks, but Mama was like the Brits. She was like the British. She used to wear frocks. And and we used to feel a little bit shy seeing Mama's dress, because we didn't dress like her. And Dhyani Dadi had that subtle desire that Mama should come into Gyan and should change and be like the rest of the sisters. And Baba gave such drishti to Mama, and we saw the change. And Dadi was for some time in bondage, and because she was in bondage, I was not able to go to Baba, she's saying. And so in order to free herself, I ran away one night. And I ran away, and I didn't take the train from the nearest station, which was Hyderabad. I went to the next station because she was afraid that they may come after her, the Lockheed family, and take her back from the station. And so she went to the next station. And her Lockheed father had come to fetch her and stayed with him one evening. And she didn't have the sense of how she could free herself. She doesn't know how she did it. the policeman standing downstairs, she said to him, if someone comes for me, let me meet them. Policeman means someone on guard duty outside her locking home. And so 4 or 5 people came in order to take Daddy away, and Daddy bit one of them and screamed, and then they ran away. So I had that strength all of a sudden to free myself. And so what happened first? I said, Baba. And so she went to Baba. And our Queen Mother had a lot of love for me. Queen Mother was the mother of Didi. Yes, Didi's mother. So we always called her Queen Mother. She had so much love for me. Baba had given her the name Queen Mother, and she did a lot of service, especially took care of Baba. And Queen Mother said to me, have you seen Mama? And I, someone said to Daddy, have you seen Queen Mother? Have you seen Mama? And Daddy Chanti thought maybe they were calling Queen Mother Mama, but it was not that. And when she saw Mama, she saw so much change in Mama. And the change that was in Mama, she did not see in anyone else. It was wonderful transformation from what she was to what she had become. And so those days, seeing the change in everyone, that was really wonderful. And so I had done a lot of bhakti, and I was able to do service as well. And so as I had run away with such a desire to be with Baba, Baba gave a signal to Mama that keep Daddy Chanti in Baby Bhavan. And the mothers who had come to Baby Bhavan, it was Daddy Kumarka's two sisters, Sati and Kishni. They had come with young children. So there were children of 3 years old, 4 years old, 5 years old. And there was one sister, Mohini Ben, and she had come with a child who was 3 months old. And the mother said, we won't look after the children. And so Daddy gave that task to Daddy Janki. Baba gave that task to Daddy Janki to look after the children. But, okay, she thought, whatever Baba wants me to do. And the mothers who used to stay in Baby Bhavan, one of them was very strong in her nature. And she was such that nobody wanted to stay with her, and then to look after 40 children as well. But Daddy gave love to that mother, who was quite strong-natured. And then whenever it was an opportunity to go and see Baba, a car would come, and this mother had grown to have so much love for Daddy Janki. She would say to Daddy Janki, you go in the car and I'll stay here, and when you come back you can relate all the things that you heard. And so I used to come back and share Baba's Murli accurately, word for word. And this practice started from that time. And then one time, one sister, who was known as Har Devi, who used to look after the kitchen, her father, I think, who was from Rangoon, and Har Devi had surrendered herself, and this Dada who had known me from childhood. Sometime 9 o'clock at night, 9:30 at night, he said to me, "Will you come to visit Mama?" And I said yes. And that bungalow where Mama used to live is still there in Karachi. Daddy's seen it recently, and now that's become a school, Lokik school. So he took me to see Mama. And Mama used to stay upstairs in that place, and there was a big hall and a room. And Mama was sitting with the daddies, four or five daddies like Kumarka Daddy, Chandramani Daddy, and they were chit-chatting. And I said, "Mama, why have you kept me there?" And Mama said, "You are Janak, aren't you? Why would you say that? Why have you been kept there?" So from that time to this day, I have never said, never questioned whatever has been Baba's instruction for me. And so the ancestor souls, like Michu Dadi, her health was quite delicate. She was not able to do hard work, and Mama suddenly said, "Call her." And Mama asked me to be the nurse for that sister and then the rest. And Daddy likes that a lot, to be able to look after the others, and that made her have a closer connection to Baba, and she would report to Baba every day. And Baba would guide her, "Give this child this thing, give this child that thing." And I said one time, "Baba, this one has a lot of pain." And Baba said to me, "But why is your face reflecting that pain?" And so then Baba would come and see for himself, and Baba would say, "They don't have pain. Well, why is your face becoming like that?" Because they would become well just seeing Baba. So that was great. Lovely to hear old Yagya stories. Daddy's asking Minal to sing another song. And so Daddy's asking, "Am I to give Toli?" And yes, and from the stage, so Minal will sing a few lines. So when you receive Toli, don't go away without Toli. Take Drishti as well, right?
No.
Each one should feel that whatever is my part in the drama, Baba, I want to make my senses, my sense organs peaceful. And that I remember the one father alone. In that, the awareness that I have come alone and I will return alone. I don't belong to anyone and no one belongs to me. So internally, keep yourself free in this way. Hansaben has brought Toli from Madhuban secretly, and Daddy doesn't even know how much luggage Hansa was carrying. Hansa was carrying 200 kg. Can you believe it? And it was all Thuli. And I think in immigration they asked her, "But isn't this being a bit greedy?"
मुझे प्यार की जिंदगी देने वाले मुझे प्यार की जिंदगी देने वाले कभी गम ना देना खुशी देने वाले मुझे प्यार की जिंदगी देने वाले मोहब्बत के वादे भुला तो न दोगे कहीं मुझसे दामन छुरा तो न लोगे मोहब्बत के वादे भुला तो न दोगे कहीं मुझसे दामन छुरा तो न लोगे कहीं दिल की दुनिया है तेरे हवाले मुझे प्यार की जिंदगी देने वाले मुझे प्यार की जिंदगी देने वाले कभी गम न देना खुशी देने वाले मुझे प्यार की जिंदगी देने वाले मुझे प्यार की जिंदगी देने